your conditioned world. You measure everything in terms of size. Big, small, in between. This does not exist. Another created illusion by you. Mass. You measure in mass, in volume. So all the universes in the world would only create one grain of sand on all your beaches, and not even that. So it is also important for you to understand mass, size. There is no size. In the metaphysical world, it does not exist. You are a tiny, tiny particle in a universe full of infinite particles. This also collates with one moment, one time. No size, no mass, no volume. Your form can change any time in the moment, and it changes all the time, constantly. Although you have created many forms are no forms. These are the things you will find it very difficult to understand, because of your desire to have size and volume, mass, the energy of a particle can disappear to a metaphysical form in a moment and reappear as a particle in another moment. This is what your scientists do not understand. They do not know where it goes, because they do not study the metaphysical. Appear, disappear. Of course, it does not disappear. It is formed energy in the metaphysical. So your conditioned logic will always apply itself to size, volume. You can be anywhere you like in the moment. You are. You are correct to follow this path, to understand more about the metaphysical world. You are correct that it is the only path you can choose within what is occurring now in your world that will allow you to understand what is occurring in your world. It is, of course, not the only path you can choose, but it is the correct path to choose. It will make more sense to you when you evaluate all of the different possibilities combined with the structure, a uniform structure. It is not by chance. It is not by accident that we communicate with you. It is by choice, by your choice and our choice. Your conditioned life is insignificant to this journey. Your many conditioned lives are insignificant to this journey. Insignificant in content of conditioning, not insignificant in knowing. There is a big difference between the two. As you become more aware and you see the conditioning within others, you will awaken more, you will know more, you will experience much more. I find it insignificant to talk to you about the specifics of the occurrence in your world today. But you seem to want me to go into detail. The detail is insignificant. The process is happening. It can be changed in a moment. Nevertheless, it is occurring. I tell you many times, it is no concern of yours. But your conditioning will always draw you back to the detail. And of course, you can learn many things from the detail, many scientific things. But there's no necessity for you to do this. The data already lies within you. But you keep going back. This is your conditioning. This is the piece that you hold on to, the piece you won't let go. But eventually you will. I tell you this many times. You will not let go. It is what you chose to do. I think you have a clearer understanding now of the process. It is true to say that anything that comes from your imagination is correct, that transpires from your imagination is correct. Your imagination is working with your subconscious, which will move into your consciousness, where you will be aware. You will know. You must try to develop your imagination. It is a very important part of the process. You are constantly looking for comfort from others, that they may also be on the same journey as you, aware of the things that you are now aware of. But there are not so many as you think, and it will be impossible for you to explain your journey to these people. They will show an element of intrigue. But you do not have to search for these people that you are wanting to meet. They will come to you This is the law of the process. They will come. They will come to you just as the two of you came together. It is the same process. And you would say, it is the law of attraction. This is half right. There is much more to it than this. There is much more designed around this than you are aware of. But if you are happy to accept the terminology, the law of attraction, for you, it is correct. Your life here is evolving exactly as you planned it to. You may not think so sometimes, but it is exact. It is the exact that you chose. You must observe the circus, the carnival, the parade, the theatre. You must observe. You cannot interfere with this. You must watch and you must learn. Learn how the human race destroys itself. Learn why it destroys itself through fear. Learn how it destroys what it has created, how it chosen to destroy what it has created. It chose, you chose this process for a specific reason. This is something we struggle to understand. We fully understand the process, but we do not know why, time and time again, you would repeat the exact same cycle. But within it, we do believe there is wisdom, there is energy from the source. We do believe this exists within this process. You must reread and consume what is written, what is stated in the last two sessions. You must understand more the process. You are still missing something. Time? There is no time. The moment? There is only one moment. There is no time. There is only one time. There is no mass. There is no volume. You must reread to understand more. You have a good understanding of self-created illusion. You have a good understanding of emotion, of frequencies. But you must learn more about the moment, about one time. One moment, one point that can change position. Position is important. You are aware of many things now. You are aware how difficult communication is with your created language. You're aware of all these things now. You must dig deeper. You must be more patient. Say, Rome was not built in a day. You chose to create time. You must be more patient within it, within your time. It is only a moment. You must also engage in what you have created. Again, I tell you the same. You create such a vast entity and not participate within it. Vast only in your mind. So you must engage and you must be patient. There is much more to know. You cannot know unless you do know. You must also consume the energy within this space. It is good for your consciousness to experience this. It's clear.